Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. Today seems like a good day to remind you of one of our biggest fights for improving our health. We have more information available, more health products on the market, and more gyms than ever before. So why aren't we healthier and fitter than ever before? As someone who has been involved with the fitness industry for 5 decades, I've spent a lot of time trying to answer that question, and I've only come up with one answer. The current health and wellness industry is failing us. Hard work and sound science has been replaced by false promises and magic pills. When you promise something like rock hard abs in 28 days, told one specialty is all you need to lose those last 10 pounds, or bombarded with flashy advertisements passed off as legitimate information. It's easy to see why so many people just throw up their hands and give up. So my commitment to you is that every newsletter we send and every podcast we record will serve as a source of encouragement. It's my way of telling you, don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep becoming better. We'll help you avoid the magic pills and myths. And then it's on you to stay patient, focus on doing the little things, and being consistent. When you do, you'll see improvements and achieve the type of health that lasts, and you won't need to worry about the latest breakthroughs. Because you'll know what works for you, and that's the real secret to better health. Now let's get to today's tips. I just promised that we would help you make better choices. And there's no better place to start than the supplement industry. If you haven't been paying attention, creatine is having a moment. Research now suggests creatine can help your intelligence and memory, fight off neurodegenerative disease, boost energy, and add strength and lean muscle. There's just one problem. Many people are taking the wrong type of creatine. Research overwhelmingly suggests that creatine monohydrate is the safest, most effective, and most absorbed form of creatine, that everything else is fighting for second place. Two myths typically cause people to avoid creatine or purchase a potentially inferior version. First, people fear that creatine will make them bloated. Creatine pulls more water into your muscles. So while the scale weight might change by a few pounds, you have healthier, more hydrated muscles. It will not make you look puffy or fat. The second concern is absorption. Many supplement companies will claim that other options, such as creatine HCL, add more creatine into your muscles. While creatine HCL has better solubility, that doesn't do anything for better results, which means you're paying more for a product that is likely worse or no better. If you want to take creatine, use creatine monohydrate and only use brands that invest in third-party certification. It's the only way to ensure that what's on the label is actually in the product. Our go-to source for creatine monohydrate is Momentous. All members of the Village get 20% off when you use the code Pump Club. Just visit livemomentous.com and remember to use the code Pump Club at checkout. Every Momentous product is tested to ensure quality, purity, and most importantly, safety. They are redefining the supplement category by doing things not typically done, including 10 contracts with the U.S. military to help develop high-performance supplements that work. If your goal is gaining strength or muscle or improving performance, 5 grams per day will provide the desired benefits. If you're more interested in cognitive benefits, research suggests you'd likely need 10 grams per day. Almost every week, I remind you that you don't need to stress about everything you put in your mouth. But one type of food appears to do more damage when consumed too often. Recent research suggests the more often you eat ultra-processed foods, the more likely you are to report feeling depressed or anxious. Ultra-processed foods are ultra-processed foods are engineered to be more desirable by adding salt, sugar, and fat. They contain hydrogenated oils, chemical additives, artificial sweeteners, emulsifiers, and preservatives. Another study of more than 11,000 people found that cognitive decline increased an additional 28% in people who consume more than 20% of their calories from ultra-processed foods. Does this mean eating any of these foods will make you depressed? Not exactly. The research is all observational, so you can't determine causation. And people who are more anxious or depressed may happen to eat more ultra-processed foods, but you might not need to stress. Even if you eat some ultra-processed foods, as long as you're eating nutritious options most of the time. Researchers found that people who ate ultra-processed foods but also had a balance of healthy foods like whole grains, green vegetables, legumes, nuts, fish, and berries showed no link with anxiety and cognitive decline. If you need help figuring out a balanced approach to nutrition, I recommend you get Adam's book called You Can't Screw This Up. The book is truly fantastic, and it outlines how to manage ultra-processed foods practically. So you can still eat some of the foods you love without the dangers. Finally, let's talk about blood sugar. Yesterday, we shared why research suggests you might be stressing too much about managing your blood sugar. To show you how easy managing blood sugar can be, researchers found that adding a little protein to your meal can shift how your body responds to foods you're typically told to limit or avoid. In the study, one group ate a bowl of Cheerios and the other group drank a protein shake and then enjoyed the classic cereal. Drinking the protein before the meal lowered blood sugar and insulin by 28%. And it had nothing to do specifically with the way adding protein to a meal, whether a plant-based, think anything from tofu or lentils, or animal-based like eggs or meat, can help slow digestion and prevent big insulin spikes. But this study showed that a small dose of whey protein can help lower your blood sugar response and help manage your hunger. The participants drank 15 grams of protein, which is less than one scoop of most powders. Remember, it's normal for your blood sugar to increase after a meal. It only becomes problematic if it rises very high and stays elevated over a long period of time. Besides the whey protein appetizer, you can control your blood sugar by maintaining a healthy weight, lowering stress, prioritizing sleep, exercising, and including protein and fiber at each meal. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build a positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.